BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Sam, I'm 23 and I'm from Tunbridge. You might not know this, but I once got stuck in a roll of carpet in a carpet shop. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott News!
BBC
Radio 1.
Hello. Sam introduced the show today. Sam, what do you do?
I work for Sky News. I'm an ingest operator.
Oh, does that hurt at all?
It doesn't hurt, but, you know, it's good.
What does that involve?
I ingest or record, basically, live feeds that come in to then go out.
That sounds quite exciting.
Yeah, it's good. It's good fun.
So talk me through this thing in the carpet shop. You got stuck in a roll of carpet.
Yeah, it was ages ago. I was young, probably about 8 or 9, I reckon. You know, I was young, I was adventurous.
I was young, I was foolish, I was crazy.
Yeah.
I loved carpet.
Couldn't get enough. But yeah, I was with my friend at the time and his family. I think they must have been buying a new carpet, I assume so. And I got through a couple of carpet rolls, you know, fine. In one end, out the other. And then one just got a bit too snug in the middle, you know, and I got stuck. Panicked, and I think I was screaming for help, and eventually I got unravelled.
So you were wrapped up in the middle of it?
Yeah, just got stuck halfway.
So you were crawling through the tube in the middle, or were you trying to roll through the, you know, when they stack the rolls on top of each other on the...
No, this one was on the floor somewhere. It must have been, someone had already bought it or something.
You see, playing with rolls of carpet and going through them sounds fun, doesn't it, Sam?
It does. I still do it today. I'm just a bit more cautious.
But things can go wrong, can't they?
That can go terribly wrong. You just have to be on your game.
This is the kind of thing that I can imagine them eventually making, like, a Hollywood movie about.
I'd like to think so.
It's like a new Indiana Jones, isn't it?
Well, not really. Yeah. I was thinking, you know, like in Final Destination, where, like, various things happen, like they get frazzled by the sunbed.
Yeah.
This could be the new one. It could be like in Final Destination. What are they on now? 6, 7?
10.
10, 11.
In double figures.
Someone just gets stuck in the carpet. Someone was telling me the other day that they work in a carpet shop, and they were saying that sometimes they get, like, all sorts of dangerous spiders come in from, like, when they get carpets from Mexico or whatever.
Seriously?
Yeah. So they unroll the carpet, and these massive tarantulas, like, come out, and then they have to catch them.
So I got off lightly, didn't I?
You did. Yeah. You got off really lightly, because probably in that carpet there was also a man-eating Mexican tarantula. So, yeah, you did well. Well, Sam, thank you very much for introducing the show today.
No problemo. My pleasure.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'll tell you what. Today here is making me realise how much I rely on interaction from you lot. How did people ever do radio before the listeners could get in touch? Like, what did they do? Did they just kind of play music and talk and presume that people were listening?
They talked about themselves and their great mates.
Did they?
I think they did, didn't they?
Didn't they do pigeons or something?
I mean, there are some people that still do that. I don't know. Pigeons?
Yeah.
What do you mean, pigeons? I just heard you say pigeons. I tuned in halfway through.
It's gone all Cher Lloyd.
With a little note attached to the leg.
Oh, yeah.
Send that in.
So I think when they started Radio 1 in 1967... I don't think they had phones that you could call in on. I think they just had one in the hall on reception. And I think you could send a letter and maybe get a big shout out in 1 to 2 weeks.
Right.
So this is what it feels like in here today. Is anyone actually listening? Because the text system isn't working. I can't get on Twitter. And it just seems that we may be sitting in this box now playing songs by One Direction to ourselves.
I'd still quite like that. Are you saying you wouldn't like it?
I would. Well, actually, that's happened to me once. Or no, a friend of mine, where he did a whole show thinking that he was on air to all of Bath. And because he did, like, the breakfast show in Bath. Wasn't on at all. And that's my fault, because I pressed the wrong button. And I was on. Because I was supposed to press this button, which meant that he...
Oh, a mistake, whereby you accidentally had more airtime than him.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No, I was supposed to press this button, which meant that he would be on air in Bath. I thought I pressed it, didn't. He did a whole 3 hours just to himself. Nobody else. There wasn't even any people in the studio with him, just him talking to himself. That's what I think might be happening now. Yeah. Does the phone work? Oh, there's a couple of people phoning in. I've not answered the phone here since about 1999. Oh, it's three people.
You're just, like, you and Chris are just staring at it. Actually, go, what is that?
Look at that.
Phone.
It's instead of ringing, obviously, in the studio, the lights flash, but we're looking at it like we've never never received a phone call before. We're like, wow, look at that.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Uh-oh, we've got one call. That's right, one line flashing here at BBC Radio 1. Hello? Hello? Okay, good, they hung up. Right, so the one person that rang in, not even there when I answered the phone, just had an email saying that we're currently experiencing problems accessing internal and external internet sites. That'll be it. It says, if you're desperate for internet access, please come and speak to us. I'm speaking to you now. I need my internet. This is weird. It feels like I'm in the olden days.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's Tuesday afternoon. You know me, I like a challenge. So we each set a challenge up for each other today on Valentine's Day. This gets awkward. So, loads of people say I love you. I say it all the time just to randomers on the phone. Love you, bye. But most people don't say it unless you say it first. Not on the phone, and not if they're not your actual partner. So what's happened here is each of us has had to call somebody we know. So me and Chris decided that Becky should call Rob, our big boss.
I know, I was expecting, like, just to go Matt Fincham. Not that I tell him I love him, but you know what I mean? Someone a bit easier than your boss.
And they have to say, I love you, whatever way you can get them to say I love you, but you're not allowed to say it. That's the idea here. Me and Becky decided that Chris should call his manliest mate.
I'm not quite sure how we decided who the manliest was. We just picked the one we could remember.
How often do you tell your friends that you love them?
I don't think I've ever told them I love them.
Ever?
That's going to be
ever.
Good.
Even on Tap End at Christmas?
No.
It wasn't written, you didn't say it, did you? It was insinuated, but you didn't say it. And Becky and Chris decided that I should call my agent, who gets me work, or not, after this.
Because you always have quite formal conversations with them.
Yeah, and a lot of emails.
So I'd quite like it if you actually had to.
Yeah. So to win 10 Scott Mills points, all you've got to do is guess who managed to get the I love you from the other person on the phone the quickest. Me, Becky or Chris? Okay, go for Chris's first. So Chris calling his mate Chazza. You ready for this? Let's see how he does. Remember, the other person has to say, I love you, but you are banned from saying it. You're not allowed. You have to get it out of them.
Hello?
You right, Chazza? It's Chris.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You at work?
Yeah, I've just got here, yeah.
How's your Valentine's Day?
Fairly uneventful, to be honest.
No cards?
What about yours? No, nothing, mate.
Yeah, no, I haven't really got anything. What's that in the background?
That's me walking through the corridor at work.
It's just a bit of a weird call. You know we've been mates a long time, right?
Yes.
And we've done loads together, when you think about it. Like, we've been on holidays and you know, all of that kind of stuff. We've been through emotional times, haven't we?
It has been very emotional, Chris, yeah.
I just wanted to call you and tell you that, you know, I think that you're one of my best mates.
Yeah.
And whatever we do, like, I'll always stick by you and all that.
Oh, and I feel the same, mate.
How do you feel?
I feel exactly the same. I'm glad you've got that off your chest on today of all days.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I just thought today would be the right day to ring and say those three little words.
Most definitely. I couldn't agree more.
Are you going to say the three little words to me?
Well, I'm not sure this is a time or a place. I'm surrounded by work colleagues in the office.
Don't be shy.
Well, I'd prefer it if you went first.
It's just a thing with me. I need you to go first. I can't say it, Charlie. I need to hear it from you.
Chris, I feel the time has come to say I love you.
Result! Thanks, Chaz.
You're welcome.
Bye then. Bye then.
That was good. That was really good.
That was
a good
good
one, wasn't it?
However, I'm not sure I liked how quickly after the outpouring of love that you dispensed with him.
I should really text him or something, shouldn't I?
Bye then.
You should tell him what was going on. My favourite bit is when you went, and you definitely used this line before, are you going to say those three little words to me?
So, a lot of love there from Chazza.
How long was that?
1 minute 33 before we got the three little words out. Okay, next, it's Becky calling our boss, oh God, Rob. Have you ever told him you loved him before?
No.
Even at the Radio 1 Christmas party?
No. Who has? Have
Christmas, yeah. No, I haven't.
No.
Okay, let's see how Becky does. Remember, it's who gets I love you out of the other person the quickest. Go, Becky.
Hello, Rob speaking.
Hello, Rob, it's Becky.
Hello.
Hello, I'm desperately trying to remember something. Do you know the name of that Gerard Butler and Hilary Swank film? It's P.S. something?
Yeah, it was on TV the other night.
Yeah.
Rubbish. P.S. I love you.
What was the last bit? Sorry?
Dreadful.
P.S.?
P.S. I love you.
Thank you very much. You can't cut him off.
Oops.
So...
a little bit hasty on the buttons.
How quick was I?
Well, I don't think that should be allowed because it's like you... That's... I'm going to discount you from
no,
this.
No, why? Yeah. Why?
No, because you just asked him the name of a film which was called that.
No, we're not counting that.
Yeah, but the... Wait, yeah, but no, but yeah. But the challenge was... I'm so annoyed. The challenge was to get the other person to say, I love you, the fastest. Oh.
Why, you always cheat on these things. Right, okay, stop
Do you
the
know what?
You always cheat.
Yeah.
I do always cheat, but do you know what? I'm going to be... Do you know what? I don't think it actually worked, because he didn't say, I love you, in the same way that Chazza said it. Did you notice that? I went, P.S. what? And he still would only say, P.S. I love you. He couldn't actually say he loved me.
Okay, so you're counting yourself out of the game now.
I don't... If I was ruling on this, I don't think that counts.
Right, okay, bye then.
Either way, it's morally wrong what she did.
It is morally wrong, so it's just between me and Chris now.
Right. Well, that was easy.
Yeah, that was really good. And you're out. If this was on TV, your light would have gone off.
I can't believe I've outvoted myself.
Yeah, bye. Yeah, that was quick though.
You've
22
got to be
seconds.
Fair.
22
You've
seconds.
Got to be fair. I cheated, and he didn't quite say it. So.
And also, we found out that our boss Rob is not a fan of that film. Dreadful. Okay, so here's me calling my agent. Can I get her to say, "I love you" without me saying it? This will be awkward, won't it?
Hello.
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Hello, it's Scott.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, I saw your tweet earlier that you're going to be at home eating ice cream tonight.
Yeah, I know. It's sad, isn't it?
Well, that's okay, I think. It just made me feel a little bit, I don't know, sad for you.
Aww.
That you're going to be on your own.
Well, I've got Ben and Jerry. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, they come around, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You sure you don't want me to pop over at all?
For you to?
Yeah.
No, that's okay. That's very kind.
I could bring some wine and some dips. And some chips and drinks.
I'm sure you've got your own plans.
Yeah, but you know, I saw that and I was like, oh, and you know I think a lot about you, don't you?
That's very nice of you to say.
I know our relationship is based mostly on emails.
Yes.
Hasty emails. But I think that I'd like to think that we get on quite a lot and I really like you.
Oh, thanks, Scott. I like you too.
Is that all you feel about me, or anything more than that? Just like...
What are you after? You're winding me up.
No. Because you just said, I like you, which
yeah.
is nice.
Yes.
But anything more than that would be a start.
No. Strictly professional, I like you.
Never thought to yourself, maybe it's a little bit more than that.
What are you trying to get me to say?
I don't know. You say what you feel.
I feel like I very much enjoy speaking to you, and that's as far as it goes. You're a very lovely person.
Thank you.
There we are, lovely.
Lovely. But...
Yes. Feel like I should be prompting you.
No.
What are you trying to tell me, Scott?
You say it first. You know you want to say it. It's Valentine's Day.
Of course.
Say it.
I love you, Scott.
Yes! Thanks, then.
All right, have a good day.
Love you, bye.
Bye, love you.
It's so demanding.
If in doubt, just resort to say it.
Say it.
I think some anger management needed for me.
It just came out of nowhere.
God.
What a lad.
Cheers. Lad
true
points.
Lad.
True lad. Josh in Liverpool says, you really need to sort Becky out. She always seems to find a loophole in all of these games and wins from it. You need to put your foot down and be firm. Okay. Loads of people are saying that you should still be counted. That, no, you're a cheat. So mine was way over 2 minutes. Chris wins with his friend, manly man, Chazza. That was good work, Chris.
Thank you.
Good darts.
Yeah, good knowledge.
Cheers, mate. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. It's Valentine's Day. Some people have received cards and flowers. Some people have received nothing.
Did you not get anything?
Do you know what? I've got, like, massive paper cuts on my hands.
What, from opening all your cards?
I saw so many of those on Twitter today. I was like, oh, God.
I struggled to open my door this morning.
Yeah, all those.
Yeah.
They're all over the place, all over Facebook, all over Twitter. They never cease to get old, those, do they? Anyway, it's time for 24 Years at the Tap End. I'm presuming it's a Valentine's special.
You presume right?
Yes. Okay. Is this from any specific year or just a general roundup?
It's not. It's about all my experiences from Valentine's Days of the past.
Oh,
that's
I like
all
it
right.
When, yeah, I like it when there's a special.
Yeah, I really like a specialist. But, you know, like on Family Guy where they do the different spoofs of ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apart from the ones where you haven't seen the original and then you're just like, no.
Doesn't make any sense.
Like the Star Wars one. I was like, what the?
Okay, so sit back, relax. It's just after 5 p.m. on Tuesday evening. You're listening to Radio 1. And here are some more tales from the autobiography of Chris. It's 24 years at the tap end.
Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
In my 24 years at the tap end, Valentine's Day is one of those days that has been something I've both enjoyed and resented in equal measures. There's a lot of hate on Valentine's Day when you're a single bloke, but I've always thought that's not what it's really about. The day isn't so much about relationships, but is actually for single people to have an excuse to crack on with people they previously thought were unattainable.
I've never thought about it like that before.
It's like you did something on Twitter earlier where you were like, go on, go out and get them.
Yeah, because everyone's hating on Twitter and going, right, I'm going to go out, I'm going to ruin it. I heard you yesterday talking about this as well. Everyone's out hating on Valentine's Day. If you're single, it's brilliant.
Yeah, but you put, no one's off limits. I think there's quite a few limits.
It sounded predatory. I'm sorry for that. Didn't mean to be.
Carry on.
An attempt to give a Valentine's Day card to the Golden Girls cheerleaders in front of the entire Watford FC homestand backfired badly when I was carted off by security that mistook my actions as an attempted pitch invasion.
Oh, we've talked about that before,
they're
right?
They're the really yeah. old ones, aren't they, off the telly?
No, not the Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls cheerleaders?
Yeah, they're different.
They're very different, yes. This was the old cheerleading squad from Watford Football Club. They're not there anymore.
So they're not OAPs.
Not the grannies from the 80s.
Oh, right.
By my own standards, I've improved my game when it comes to this day. Me and my girlfriend tend to go for a meal somewhere nice, which suits both sides. Sometimes Valentine's Day seems a bit one-sided. Generally, girls like flowers, but as a bloke, there's never really been a male equivalent created. I appreciate some blokes like flowers, but that's not really my thing.
Did you see the there's bacon flowers you can get now?
Oh, lush.
Like roses, but the actual thing of the rose is like bacon.
Maybe that's a compromise then.
Get your girlfriend to get you some bacon flowers. And then he could eat the heads.
You see, I don't mind getting her flowers. No problem with that. But
what's she
going to
get you? I know.
Exactly.
I don't think there is a male equivalent
well,
on
what
Valentine's.
Would you want?
I don't know.
Well, there's nothing that I can think is romantic. I'd love lots of things. I'd love a new football shirt. But that wouldn't be deemed romantic enough for Valentine's Day, right?
No.
It doesn't have to be romantic. It just has to be the thought that counts. It can be that's what's romantic about it, is the fact you've actually thought about it.
No, it's not. Because a girl equally couldn't give me a packet of pork scratchings for Valentine's Day, right?
Why? I'd love that.
Yeah, I'd love that. But it's not a romantic thing.
And flowers, roses, or whatever, are romantic.
Mm.
But what's the one back for the blokes?
Yeah. Valentine's Day is something that was celebrated throughout my school days. In my primary school years, I would wake up on the morning of Valentine's Day to find a chocolate next to my bed, or underneath my pillow, from someone my mum claimed was the Valentine's fairy.
Aww.
There was a fairy for everything in my house, from tooth to the first day at school fairy. Either way, it was winner-winner for me. A guaranteed chocolate on any given public holiday or national day.
Okay, right, so how far do we go with this? It's like when it's the Queen's birthday, do you get, like, a chocolate?
No, to be fair, there was no fairy for that. But
so St. George's Day fairy?
I think there was for a 1 year, actually. Yeah, there was something.
St. David's Day? St. Andrew's Day fairy?
No, I think there was a St. Patrick's Day fairy. But
August Bank Holiday fairy?
No.
St. Swithin's Day fairy? Is that still on?
Who?
What's that? I don't even know what that is, but old people say it.
That's not real.
It is, it's off Nan.
It is off Nan.
It's an elderly day or
something,
is it?
It's something to do
with rain. I'm sure it is. What is it?
Is it to do with rain?
It's probably still on, Becky.
About if it rains on that day.
What is it? Let's make
it
the new...
Then it rains again for however long.
Let's make it the new St. Paddy's Day. Let's go crazy on St. Swithersphone's Day or whatever it is.
Do you know what? It has gone out of favour, like, recently.
It's off.
Because young people don't really talk about it.
No. Just checking, listeners.
Hang on.
That we haven't offended anybody.
St. Swithin's Day is a day on which people watch the weather.
Oh. Well, that's rubbish.
Hang on, here we go.
What day is it?
People watch the weather and say whatever the weather is like on St. Swithin's Day, it will be like that for the next 40 days.
What a load of nonsense.
And what date is that?
The date is the 15th of July. That's quite good because it's in the summer, so that means that you can just... Mm. It'll be hot.
Let's go crazy on St. Swithin's Day.
Shall we?
Swithin's.
All out. Swithin's.
Swithin's.
Let's just rename it St. Swithin's Day.
What are we going to do? What are we going to start the day with?
Straight in the pub.
Cocktail.
And fancy dress.
Just sitting there and watching the weather all day.
It's nice weather, isn't it? Another sex on the beach?
There could be weather-related bands playing and music, like Bewitched, Blame It on the Weatherman.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. There would also be a card on the mat in front of the door, always with just a cross written on the card like a kiss. It took me a couple of years to clock that the envelope didn't even have a postmark and was blatantly from my mum, but I appreciated it all the same. They all count, and it did ensure that I could go into school, technically, with one Valentine's Day card to my name.
What did the card say in them, then?
It was like a standard Valentine's Day card. It's a bit weird, actually, isn't it, when you get one from your mum?
Yeah, but I think a lot of mums do that.
Yeah, I think it's sweet.
Because they do love you.
Yeah, but not in that way.
No, obviously. I wasn't suggesting that, Chris. What do they say in them?
Well, it's the standards, you know. That's the thing. I'm sure they had the poems in as well. You know, the roses are red, violets are blue.
Do you know what my favourite one is? Just the question mark.
Yeah, like you've received one from a Batman villain. Who was that one who did the question mark?
Was that Joker?
Was it a Joker or something? Yeah. It's like the Joker sent you one. I love that too. In my high school, Valentine's Day was always tense. I went to an all-boys school in Watford, but for a couple of quid, you could buy a chocolate in a box to send to a girl at the girls' school. This was organised by two girls from the girls' school who were collecting the money for charity. There were a good couple of years where the girls would come in with boxes from the girls' school, and I sat there a bit mugged off as I failed to receive any. Even at this age, I still had the Valentine's fairy to fall back on, but age 15 or so, that had lost its shine. I changed tact age 16, when a girl I quite liked, a couple of years above me, told me how great it was that she had received flowers from someone anonymous. She asked if they were from me, but I was quick not to miss this opportunity. I said yes. I think she was a bit disappointed, but all the same, it had scored me some free points.
What about the person that sent them to her, then?
Well, when they do it anonymously, because you're meant to do it anonymously with the flowers and that, aren't you?
Yeah, but they always find out.
It's a free ball. It's a free pass. It's like, yeah, I sent them. And
did,
I didn't.
Did she find out?
Yeah. I don't recommend this plan, though.
Oh, here we go.
This works for a day or so, but anonymous present givers never stay quiet.
They do not ever.
It's not in their interest.
It's the same as Secret Santa, right? Every year, it's like, oh, anonymous... Really not. Within 5 minutes, because everyone's had a few drinks, it's like, yeah, that was me.
So
it's
true.
Absolutely pointless.
A few days later, I was found out. Again, Cupid had mugged me off. But Cupid's greatest joke on me came when I was age 17 on Valentine's Day. I thought I'd meet up with a mate of mine and would go for a bit of a drive. We were just mates, but both being single, we thought we would go out and get a bit of food and chill.
Oh, I thought, what are you going to say for a minute?
She had just passed her driving test, and we used to just drive around quite a lot. It gave us something to do.
Are you sure there was nothing there?
Nothing there at all. Okay. Promise you that.
Right. What's her name?
I don't want to say.
Okay. Are you still in touch with her?
No.
Okay. Oh, God.
That was a quick no.
Well, you can't just tell us that and then say what, not, why not and everything.
It was good to have...
don't ignore me.
It was good to have a bit of female company on Valentine's Day, even if it was just a mate. It was late afternoon and we were driving around Harrow, as we always did. We picked up some food and headed for a place called Harrow View, where you get a quality view over London. At night, the place gets a bit dodgy, but it's perfectly innocent in the day.
Dodgy how?
Well, dodgy as in...
people parking their cars up?
Yeah.
Flashing their lights?
Yeah. We sat there chatting, eating a Mackie D's and taking in the view. It was all very pleasant. The time came to leave, and as she went to start the engine, nothing. She tried again, and there was that horrible crunching sound as again the engine stalled. The battery was dead. We had accidentally left the lights on the whole time. We were sitting there stranded in one of Northwest London's premier getting off spots. Disaster struck. As I stood outside of the car, head in the bonnet, pretending to know what I was doing, she called her dad. This did not look good at all, and I had to sit there as half an hour later, her dad arrived to find me with his daughter on top of Harrow View. It was awkward for everyone involved, and he was only made angrier when we tried to protest our innocence. To make matters worse, he leant through the driver's side window and turned the key. The car started, no problem.
Oh.
There was no words to be said. It was an impossible situation. I looked at both of them and, realising I wasn't about to get a lift home, decided to walk away. It was a lesson learnt that I'd like to pass on. This Valentine's Day, take care with viewpoints. And make sure you turn your lights off when the engine isn't running.
Wise words. Wise words, Chris. Are you sure you didn't boff her?
100%.
Yeah.
That's not what her dad thought, though, is it? And this girl's still remaining nameless, I understand. Did you see her again after that? I know, that was it. All right, awkward. So that was today's 24 years at the Tap End. More on Thursday at 5:15. Batman fail. It was the Riddler with the question mark. The Riddler, not the Joker.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What are you saying?
Sorry, I'm just laughing. Chris is asking me what I was doing for Valentine's Day tonight.
He's going Watford game, isn't he?
Yeah, so I told him earlier that my boyfriend had cooked me breakfast and like flowers and chocolates. He goes, what are you doing tonight? And I went, oh, he's cooking me dinner. And he went, what, half bored? Breakfast and dinner?
It is like half bored. You live together, don't you?
Yeah.
That's half bored. It is.
But it's not very romantic to think of it, like you're on some...
If he made you a packed lunch, that'd be all-inclusive. You could wear a band.
I want a wristband. You could wear a wristband. Make me drinks all day.
Yeah, exactly. When you get home tonight...
I want a cup of tea.
Get
I
him
want
to tonight, when you get home, get him to not the expensive vodka, just the cheaper ones. Yeah. Get him to do that, make you a drink, and you are all-inclusive in your own home. That is brilliant. This must be happening to a lot of people tonight, I think. Laura's been on in Lincoln. Her housemates, who are a couple, want downstairs to themselves.
Oh.
No, but ew.
I just go totally
what are they doing
out.
Down there?
Just go out. Just go out. Don't go up. Don't stay upstairs. Just go out.
Laura is upstairs, banned, actual banned from going downstairs in her room, listening to our show, which she's enjoying, but she's got to stay up there all night.
What's she going to do for food?
I don't know.
Hope she's got enough snacks in.
So do I. She needs to go all inclusive. I think you'll find I am allowed in this downstairs area. I've got the wristband.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right about now, there are loads of blokes panic buying in various supermarkets all over the UK. It's all over Twitter. People going, there's loads of blokes just buying crap.
There was a lady outside my train station last night who was properly taking advantage of the situation. If you wanted flowers, they would be 90 quid.
What?
And the guy went... 19 and she went, no, 90, 90.
Like, what do you get for 90 quid?
There was nothing there that I could see that was worth 90 quid.
Was it like 12 roses?
I don't know. It must have been amazing, but maybe she kept it out the back because I couldn't see anything that I would have paid that much for. But, you know, if people are desperate, supply and demand.
Yeah, but seriously. So hello if you're a panic buyer. It's like Christmas Eve. It's like, oh, got to get home. Girlfriend's going to be there. Wife's going to be there. What am I going to get? And normally it'll be a load of petrol station flowers at this point.
Even more confusing if you've got a side piece.
Really confusing if you've got a side piece.
Yeah.
Like, who gets the better flowers?
I know. Make sure they go to the right ones. Oh. So confusing.
Two people. Two cups of water. One pack of frozen peas.
This is Innuendo Bingo, the duel.
So, tonight, it's Innuendo Bingo with a difference. We are mixing the water up in the mouth with some frozen peas, just to create that kind of popping effect as they hit the bin. Are you all right there, Becky? You're a bit scared.
Yes, I'm slightly worried with this pea thing that I've got a massive phobia about being sick, and peas and water in my mouth, and then me spitting it is going to...
It's going to set you off. And yeah. You properly hate that, don't you?
I do, yeah. I'm not sure I'm going to like the sensation.
Oh, God. Thank you so much if you've been in touch this week about some clips that you've found and programmes you've watched on TV or listened to on radio that have contained something a bit saucy. So, no clothing protection for you two tonight. You're just going al fresco. That's mm-hmm. not the right phrase, is it? I mean, you're just wearing your normal clothes. Mm-hmm. And we're ready to go. So, they each have a cup of peas and they each have some water.
I'm going to pour some peas into the water because they won't totally defrost, but then you'll get a good mouthful of pea and water mix, won't you?
Lush. Okay. If you're playing along, let us know.
I like it.
It's good already. I like it. Did you just have a little go there?
Yeah, I don't like it. Don't okay. like them in my mouth.
Water, please, and pea and water mix, please.
Yes.
Let us know if you're playing along at home on 81199. People are doing this at parties now.
I don't
now.
Think I'm going to be able to do this. Mm. More peas, please.
I got a tweet the other day from a girl called Alice who's been playing it at school, and loads of people doing it at college. So I like it that people are listening to the free download and playing along. Okay, so we got the water, please.
Yes.
Let's sip it.
I'm going to have to pee right at the last minute. Because...
Okay. Come on. Push him along, Tony. You ready? Go on. Go on, pigs. Okay. This has been sent in by loads of you, including Ed, Rebecca, Ben, Paul, Darren, Craig, and it's from Holmes Under the Hammer on TV. Ready? Mm-hmm.
Well, what you've got here is a real solid little semi. Definitely needs updating, and I'm not sure you'd get your money back if you did an extension.
This is gross.
Oh, have you got pee stuck in your teeth?
Yeah.
You both went there at the same time.
Do you know what? I think the way to do it is with the frozen peas, wait to the last second, because that way they stay frozen.
Yeah.
Ping, ping, ping.
Okay, right, here we go then. Joe from Northampton sent this one. It's from Police Interceptors on Channel 5. Got a mouthful?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
The officer is out of the car in a heartbeat. Baton extended. He's on top of the villain before he can even get his bearings.
That was a good one. I do like the sound of it with the peas.
The officer is out of the car in a heartbeat. Baton extended. He's on top of the villain before he can even get his bearings.
Oh, Becky. Don't put the water in so soon. Oh, it's in your teeth.
Is it okay to swallow one accidentally?
Yeah.
It's all right, isn't it?
Have you just done that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's fine. All right, so more pea and water mix, please. This is from Scott off of Fife who spotted this one. Thank you, Scott. Ready?
Uh-huh. Mm.
Let's go.
You're learning the little things that make the difference. That fish crispy all around the edges as well as the skin, but still soft in the flesh. I think that, for me, is where you're starting to see some growth. And that's...
Wow.
Do you know what? It wasn't that funny. I just had such a cold mouth that I had to spit them out.
Yeah, no, Chris maintained there. Well done. No spitting from Chris. You can spit it out now. Okay.
Okay.
Claire and Laura are playing along in Manchester. Maisie in Devon says, this is romantic. And also Charlene and Amar, wondering if Chris is wearing his usual innuendo bingo crotchless jeans. No, they're not on tonight.
Do you really? Are you all right?
A little bit.
Chris is mouthing to me, I feel sick.
Okay.
Can we speed this along, Tony? Because this would be my worst nightmare. If you were sick, I would scream, you would scream.
Well, it's happened before and it all went wrong.
With the hummus, yeah.
Okay, right, so this is from Eleanor. Why is that
just
funny?
Chris!
What?
Chris trying to just eat frozen peas. Right, okay, start again.
Eleanor sent this one in. What is going
just
on?
Tea right, juice. Right, right, go.
Come on.
Here we go.
I'd be laughing all the way through.
And you couldn't really... How can you get to know somebody not talking to
well,
them?
Well, you can't. Just staring at them. No.
No. No. How did you meet your man? How did you two meet?
On the job.
All right.
Beverly Knight there, talking to Lorraine Kelly. All right, OK. Who watches Channel 4's The Hotel? What a show. What a show. And this one is from last week's episode, sent in by Tom in Maidstone. Ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
They should do a tablet. That one tablet is meat, one is vegetables, and one is gravy, and you just take a tablet. So he used to eat till he was two.
What?
What's going on?
Well, I've got a mouthful of peas. What's going on?
Oh,
hello.
All right, okay.
Back. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Don't be sick, please. Don't be sick. Okay, right. Push him along, Tony. Come on, here we go. From the hotel. Let's see this one out, everybody.
They should do a tablet. That one tablet is meat, one is vegetables, and one is gravy. You just take a tablet. He's always, he used to eat till he was two. And then
right, I'm going to stop it until we have both have water. What is going on? Oh, no, you're not being sick.
No, I'm going to be all right, I think.
Becky's covering her ears. OK, no, you'll be fine. Right, we've just got to get this through this one, OK?
Let's just move this on, yeah?
Wrong. OK, yeah. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah, my peas have defrosted.
It's all fine. Here we go.
He's all, he used to eat till he was two, and then he stopped.
Do you eat gravy?
But only me own.
After all that.
Is that it?
That's not even one.
It is one. It's definitely one. Are you done with this? I mean, we could always do...
Out you go. That's it, yeah. Push him along, Tony.
I think, yeah, we've got one more.
Mm-hmm. Do you eat gravy?
But only me own.
Right, last one.
One more.
No, we've got the entertainment news with Ben Mundy in a minute.
Oh, yeah, go on. Andrew in Potter's Bar and Mike and Shah off of Essex and Pete in Grimsby sent this one from ITV's Biggest Loser. One more gulp. Here we go. Ready? Here we go.
I noticed that I had 14 balls on my rack and there was only one more ball to be put on before I got eliminated. Wanted to get the ball that I had in my hand on Paula's rack so I was eliminated before I got the ball down.
Oh, that was awful. Dear. Let's not do it with peas again.
No.
Really not. Go on, peas. That was Innuendo Bingo the Jewel. Let's just go back to water next week. That was horrific.
BBC Radio 1.